Okay, we're on Simon Lamed Vav, Hilchas Malicha. Malicha, halachas that usually don't become pertinent to your average person today, but our grandmothers all did it, and we wanted to make meats a part of the whole process, was getting rid of the blood. Blood, of course, is an issa d'oraisa, and it's any blood that moves, right, goes out of the chicken or the meat, goes back in, you've got a problem of achilas dam. And therefore, you've got to get rid of it. You get rid of it either by salting or by roasting the meat that also gets rid of the blood. All right, let's get to the halachas. Before you salt the meat, so that what you have to do is you have to wash it very well. And then after you do that, so you soak it for a half an hour at least in the water. When you soak it, so the entire, all of the meat has to be covered. And if you see any blood, be'en, whether it be on the outside of the animal or you opened it up and it's the inside of the animal, you have to scrub off that blood and get rid of that. This applies to regular meat. It applies to chicken as well. If there's a part of the animal that has a bruise, which is the congealed blood it always nitzrar into one place, that area should be cut out, should be cut off before you soak it. You should not soak it in very cold water, because if you do that, what's going to happen is the pores of the animal are going to contract. It's going to get harder, and then when you salt it afterwards, so it's not going to work as well. If a person forgot and he left the meat in the soaking solution for more than 24 hours, so then you have a problem, because if you leave something soaking for 24 hours, it has an effect which is similar to that of Bishel. So therefore, what you assume happened is the blood came out, went back in. Therefore, the meat is usser, and also the kalim that you did it in are usser also. The one exception to that is if you soak the liver. Liver has a tremendous amount of blood in it, and therefore, there, under certain circumstances, there may be an assumption that the blood didn't make it back in because it won't reabsorb blood. So therefore, that's a shailas chacham, that maybe you can still save the liver. If a person is in a rush or it's Erev Shabbos, so then you can get away with just washing the meat off very well and putting it into a solution for less than a half an hour, for just a short amount of time. And as long as after you soak it, the water is not reddish or taking on a pink. You know, in other words, you put it in soaking water, take it out, put it in another one. As soon as the water doesn't seem reddish, so then you know that it's good enough, b'di'eved. If after you soak the meat, you cut it in two, so then you have to scrub off the part where you cut it, because that was never taken care of before. You didn't get a hadacha, and that needs to be done also. Frozen meat. You can't soak the meat when frozen. It's not going to do the job. You first have to let it thaw. But you should not let it thaw next to an oven, because when you do that, what happens is the blood goes deeper into the meat, and then when you salt it, it's not going to come out as easily, so that's a problem. B'shasa d'chak, if you don't have time to let it thaw, you can put it in warmish water, and then it will do both jobs at the same time. The kli that you use in order to soak the meat cannot be used for anything else. Even if als hilchus kashrus, let's say, it's glass or plastic, it doesn't absorb. But the minhag is that we don't use it for anything else. If it was used for something else, so then you'll apply the regular halachas of kashrus. Sometimes it'll be good, sometimes it won't be good, but it should not be used. After you wash the meat, so then you have to let the meat drip dry before you do the salting. You can't leave it too wet, because if you leave it too wet, so then putting the salt on, the salt is going to get dissolved, and it's going to dilute it, I should say, and it's not going to work as well. It's not going to be as potent. But if the meat is too dry, then the salt is not going to stick, and you need it to stick in order to pull out the blood. So therefore, it should be drip dry so that it's still somewhat moist, but not too wet, because then otherwise that's going to minimize it doing the job. But Ezras Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Hilchas Malicha Part 2.